You okay?
Yeah.
Episode number 100. What's up, everybody? I'm here with my beautiful, beautiful fiance, Connor. Finally back on.
Don't give yourself credit yet till you ask the question.
I technically have asked you to marry me one time. That's why you have this ring on your finger.
It's just a rubber, people.
What does it? Hey, I still
asked
you.
I love this rubber ring, and I freak out if I lose it, but still.
Mm-hmm. You've lost it a couple of times.
I know.
I dipped my hand in that water and I lost mine.
Yeah.
So,
well, because you lost all that weight.
So we got a lot to talk about tonight.
Mm.
Something major happened.
Ooh.
Breaking news. We're breaking this story on Drink Until You Podcast. Donald Trump officially impeached.
So the House voted to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
But it still has to go through the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So he has been impeached. But now it has to go to the Senate about his removal.
Have you checked his Twitter page or anything
like that?
Is he, like, going off? Is he mad?
Oh, yeah.
What's he saying?
It's a sham and all this stuff. And, I mean, it's a valid point. So the issue here now is that the House was Democrat majority.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we got the votes for impeachment.
Okay.
But now that the removal has to go to Senate, that's majority Republican.
Okay.
So he's probably not going to be removed.
What?
Which, yeah, we have to have 20 Republican votes to remove him.
Right.
And there's some hinky laws, basically, that if they don't vote for removal, it could possibly void out the years that he's already served as president, and he could sit here for another 4.
Right, he can run again.
Mm-hmm. They might even let him run a third time.
What?
Yeah, because
he technically didn't fulfill his term.
Yeah, basically the vote to impeach kind of like...
So this works in his favor.
Maybe, from my understanding, but I mean, just everything's happened so fast, and a lot is like happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same information everybody else has right now, which isn't really a whole lot. Besides, yes, he has been impeached, which is only the third time in history that's ever been done.
Right.
But now we're just waiting on if he's going to be removed. So at least the cool thing will be that in the future, our kids and stuff will look back and know that, like, this guy was a dickhead and the worst president.
Yeah, and just for the record, like, you keep up with the politics and the relationship.
Yeah, I do.
You have to inform. I'm very uninformed. I really don't care that much. I mean, I should.
I'm also busy.
But I don't.
Yeah.
But you keep me very well informed.
At least the big stuff.
Just so everybody knows, I didn't vote the last time because I didn't like either one. I don't like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I think I wrote Mickey Mouse in for office, but that didn't work out. But
you're gonna catch a lot of flack for that one.
For Mickey Mouse?
Except not voting seriously.
I know. I mean, I did the last election, but this time I didn't like either of them. What am I supposed to do? Just throw away my vote? Which, I mean, some people would say.
Well, who did you vote for in the
the one before?
Yeah,
Obama.
Before the primary. No. So you technically vote twice because it's about, because it starts off with there's like a ton of Democratic nominees and a ton of Republican nominees and it has to get knocked down.
Right.
So like, and then people drop out and everything. So like before the primary, there's a vote.
Oh no, I didn't do
it. You didn't vote.
No, I'm like, I treat it like.
I voted for Bernie, but Bernie didn't make it. And it was like, that was like a whole conspiracy to push Hillary Clinton through. But then I voted for Hillary Clinton because I was like, wow, not that she's great or anything, but I just felt like she was the lesser of the two evils in my opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion,
right,
and I understand why they would say the opposite, but I just feel like so many things have happened.
See, I treat the voting like I treat the NBA. Mm-hmm. I don't watch all season long. I might catch a game here or there, and I just watch the finals. That's it. And then I'm like, oh yeah, did you see that? That was a great finals.
Now you've got me in your life, and I'm going to keep you informed, and we're going to make the best decision we can as Americans.
So, yeah, for sure. I mean, I agree with that. So it's Andrew Johnson was impeached in 1868. Bill Clinton was impeached in 1998. I thought he retired before he got impeached.
No, that was Nixon.
Oh, that was Nixon? Okay, I had it backwards.
He resigned before he was impeached.
Yeah, resigned.
So that
is a better.
Be. Yeah.
Hmm. By the way, do you want a sip of this? It's rum and Coke. It's actually pretty good. It might be a little strong for you, but no, you're good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's big news. I know everybody listens to Drink Until You podcast for my political breaking news stories. This is like the first one I've ever done. So
man, it's been an interesting day. There's a lot going on, and the celebrities are tweeting out, and that's causing.
You're looking hot, by the way.
Thank you.
You're looking really good. I was joking with my friends the other day in the truck, and I was like, how the fuck did she have the baby, and I'm the one that looks like I'm working off the baby weight, you know? I got the gut.
That's so nice.
And you're looking hot. Thanks, I'm afraid to let you out of the house.
Well, I don't go anywhere anyway. I just sit here with the baby, so.
No, you will. So it's nice. Just, it's been rough lately. So tell me about the thing that I completely ruined tonight. Like, I worked a 16-hour day today. I just got home. It's about 11 o'clock. I'm trying to do this thing so I can get out before midnight, but we'll see. But I worked a 16-hour day. You were supposed to go with your friend to Deep Ellum. What was the event? I just caught the gist of it. I didn't know what it was. Who is the guy, and what does he do?
So, it's a poet, and his... I'm, like, blanking on his name. Give me a minute.
Neil,
but I'm forgetting his last name. Hold on.
Diamond.
No.
Is he a poet? Do you consider Neil Diamond a poet?
Neil Diamond is, in some social circles, he's a poet. See, I'm going to half give it. I don't want to piss anyone off, but I also don't want people to think.
So
Neil Hilborn.
Okay.
So he's this poet, and he's talked a lot about his struggle with mental illness, and, you know, I had my own struggle with that, and...
Who hasn't?
Right. And so, like, my first day back into, like, normal life and therapy and everything, and I'm, like, on Facebook on my couch, and, like, I'm just chilling, and there's this video on my Facebook feed, and it's this guy, and I love poetry anyway.
You write poetry, and don't you?
Some, yeah, a little bit.
You write a little bit.
And at one point, I mean, he's, like, talking about the sadness and everything that he's had to deal with in his life and, like, his OCD and his delusions and stuff because he's, I think it's, like, bipolar or something. Mm. But anyway, so he talks about, like, that. And at one point he says, my sadness is the old paint under the new. Like, you know, the sadness that I had in my life is the foundation for the good things. You know, I'm going to get over it. I'm going to.
Right.
Be able to, you know,
that meant something.
It's part of me. Yeah. Is it makes me who I am. Yeah. You know, and
that almost sounded like it never goes away, though. You know, which
I mean,
sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't. That's like that's part of mental illness. Sometimes that trauma is always going to be there, and you can go to therapy and find ways to cope. But in the end, she's okay.
She's down there talking. Our daughter's down there being a little dinosaur.
She's on her playmat, so she's doing her tummy time and.
Yeah. So, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt about the guy
good.
Doing the poetry
oh,
and
no,
stuff.
You're fine.
So, where was the venue?
It's at Dada or something.
Club Dada.
Club Dada. And we got the whole meet and greet package, and we were going to get really cool merch. I think she said it came with, like, a tour exclusive book. And so my friend is getting that signed for me, and they're going to pick up. I get a, like... It's like a rust-colored beanie, and it's got this, like, howling wolf on the band, and it's, like, a really, really, really cute hat. I think I'd look really cute in a rust-colored beanie with a wolf on it. That sounds like a really cool thing, and the wolf looks like I could probably get a tattoo because I really like this guy. But anyway, so I'm excited to see the tour-exclusive book. He's going to sign it for me, maybe write my favorite line of his.
Look at this little cutie pie.
I know, she's really
You want to say something on the podcast, Mama? You want to say something on the podcast? Give him a laugh or something. She's like, what the hell are we doing in here?
Yeah.
You want to make a star appearance on the podcast? Oh, don't kick over the mic. You want to say something? See if I can get her to laugh. She's not going to do it.
No.
She's just making dinosaur noises.
It's a ceiling fan, you know.
She loves it.
She loves it.
She loves looking at ceiling fans, and she loves looking at trees.
Yeah.
I was impressed the other day, the way she was holding her neck up, her head.
Yeah, on her arms. Yeah, like, she's, like, doing a push-up, but only with her top half.
I just figured I'd go grab her real quick, because people always write in and ask about her and see, you know, want to see how she's doing. Well, she's on episode number 100. Say something.
She's 4 months old now.
Mm-hmm.
She laughs And she's cool.
She got a little tickle spot right under her rib cage. That's what I found.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, like, right on underneath her collarbones on each side. She's a sweet little thing.
She is. She's a good really baby. Good baby.
She's a happy baby.
Yeah, she's really good.
She's a little fussy right now. She's, like, teething and...
Drooling everywhere.
Drooling everywhere, yeah.
Have you ever seen that much vomit
that we saw? Oh, my God.
Aside from the time she threw up down your back.
Okay, that you was didn't just see funny that one. Because I didn't see it. I was just wearing it.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, shout out to the other moms out there that often have to wear vomit.
It got caught, like, you were wearing a flannel shirt.
Yeah.
And it was flipped up at the bottom mm-hmm. by your butt, and you were sitting down on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And she threw up over your shoulder, the most I've ever seen a little thing throw up like that. Mm-hmm. And it got caught in your flannel, and yeah. you, like, saved the couch.
Yeah. You had to peel it off of me.
I had to peel the shirt off of
so you. So that it didn't, like, spill out into the couch. Not, like, on the cushion of the couch, like, down the back of the couch because of the way I was sitting. Yeah. Which would have made the couch reek.
Yeah.
There would have been no way to clean that.
Yeah.
So that would have been horrendous.
What's been the hardest thing with her so far?
She's been sick.
Yeah.
Like, twice in the last, like, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was, like, over Thanksgiving, and then she's getting over it now. She's not been snotty today, but when she doesn't feel good, she just wants me to hold her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard to do because, you know, mom life, I've got stuff to do, and yeah. I get tired, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hard to... She's heavy. She's, like...
She's really heavy.
She's, like, 14 pounds now.
It's not that she's, like, heavy. Like, when you first pick her up, you're like, oh, okay, I got it. She just wears you down over time.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to be put down, and she'll start getting upset if you put her down. And then you have to pick her back up, and I'm like, dude, my arms are burning. Like,
I do that all day.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're in such good shape. You're looking so good.
Yeah, I take her up and down the stairs. We do like four tours a day of the apartment. Like,
really?
Yes. Up and down the stairs.
This is where mommy and daddy sleep.
This is the bathroom. You know.
You'll learn more about that later in your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this your brother's room?
Yeah, she loves it.
She does. It's like a whole new experience every day.
I really wanted it. I think the last time she was on the podcast, she had your boob in her mouth.
Yep.
So all you could hear was suckling, and now she won't say anything. I really wanted to hear her little voice on the podcast, but that's okay.
Just she's sleepy.
She is.
It's her bedtime.
Yeah, she gets like us. Like, she gets fussy because she knows she should go to bed, but she doesn't want to go to bed.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to tell you about this thing, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, not to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
We were just talking about our beautiful daughter. She is so beautiful.
She's cute. I'm sure people are done hearing about her, though.
They're like, we want to hear more drunkenness. It's on the way. I'm actually feeling this drink a lot right now.
Oh, you've been working all day?
Because I've been working all day.
You probably haven't eaten.
I've been sweating. And, yeah, now it's, like, really hitting me. I'm starting to get, like, you see the beads of sweat on my forehead?
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little warm over here. So, anyway... So, my white eyebrow, everybody always comments on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story probably 1,000 times on the podcast, but basically what happened was I went to a show, I got kicked in the head because someone jumped off the stage. You know, people get crazy at the shows I go to.
But they kicked you on your right side.
They kicked me on the right side of the forehead, and I had this big bruise over the right side of my eye. Well, a week later, my left eyebrow started turning white, and it's stayed that way ever since. It's just a white strip down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on my birthday to get a tattoo, which not on my birthday, the weekend after, our adult weekend.
This last weekend.
Yeah,
this last
our adult weekend we were supposed to have. We'll get into more of that later, how sad that Saturday night was. But anyway, so I went to get a tattoo, and this lady told me, she was asking about my eyebrow. She was like, that is so unique. Were you born with that? Or, you know, I told her the whole story, and she was like, no way. She was like, bullshit. And I'm like, I swear, like, I don't have any reason to lie. Whatever. So anyway, she told me about this nitrogen branding that they're doing to, like, animals now, which is basically, like, they freeze, instead of heat it up, they freeze the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stick the cattle or the pig or whatever with it.
Right.
And it doesn't hurt because it's, you know, cold or whatever. I'm sure it's uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt, like, being burned.
Have you ever frozen off a wart?
No.
Mm.
No, I don't have warts.
Like, I got one playing tennis because somebody else on the team had warts.
Okay, what would you rather have? Burning it off or freezing it off?
I mean, neither.
Well, if you had
the branding. I mean, I know this is like a thing people like to do, like tattoos and piercings and stuff, but just like purposely burning your skin just is like a whole different
right
thing to me.
Well, anyway, what would you rather have? If you had to get a wart off your finger, would you rather burn it off or would you rather freeze it off?
Jeez, probably freeze it off. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a little bit more easy to handle, maybe.
And I think it's because there's like not a smell. That's what my brain associates to.
Gross. You're like cooking your fucking wart meat. That is sick. Anyways, so the nitrogen branding. So they freeze the brand, and then they stick the cattle or the pig or whatever with it. And then when the hair grows back, it actually grows back white. And she told, and I've seen pictures of this online. I can pull it up right now. But
you know, that honestly explains a lot, because my dad, you know, my dad works at ranch down south, and there's a lot of cattle out there, and there'll be like a black, you know, cow back there, and he's got like a white patch near his butt.
Or
like a red cow, and it's like in the shape of like, you know, a J and a B and like a, you know, like a sun or whatever, because people do their own brands and stuff
out right there. Like these I pulled up here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that wild how it grows back like that? That actually looks really cool, and I bet it's more humane. Probably not that humane. Speaking of being humane and like caring for the animals, I totally broke my diet today because somebody bought me burgers.
Oh,
so
yeah, you really cared for the animals
today. Yeah, exactly. I keep going on and off and on and off. It's like my birthday weekend. It's like
trying.
Yeah, I'm trying. Exactly.
It's the holidays, and that's the hardest time. You know, this time last year, you weren't doing vegan at all.
I was gaining weight like a motherfucker.
Yeah, we were eating shit. You were eating shit all the time. I was throwing up shit all the time. It was a rough go.
Yeah, we've had it rough for the past year, but things are finally coming together, I think, for us. Mm-hmm. We did all of our Christmas shopping over the week. Yes. Most of it. We did the bulk of it. We did the part where I don't feel so damn stressed about it anymore. Like, if we stop at the store and we can buy one or two things, we're good.
We still have Sunday. Yeah. So we'll go and finish up Sunday. But for the most part, like you said, we got the bulk gifts. And I still have gifts that I need to wrap, you know? Like, we still have a lot.
Yeah,
so
a lot to do, but it's getting there.
Yeah,
I talked about last episode how I'm such a Grinch because I hate putting up the tree. And
last year, we waited until, like, the day before Christmas Eve to go Christmas shopping.
Oh, my God. That was the worst.
That was the worst. See, but it was also, like, I was so proud of us because we stayed pretty close to budget. Mm-hmm. You thought we were going to go over budget, and we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We bought for so many people, and it was such a fun Christmas. And you had the idea. I totally recommend for everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
You have nieces and nephews, and we have all of these kids together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had the idea while we were getting stocking stuffers to get silly string.
Mm-hmm.
So once everyone was done opening gifts, we passed out different neon colors of silly string, and we went into the backyard and had a silly string fight.
Yes.
And that was so, so fun.
I want to do that as a tradition every year.
I think we totally should, but everyone should get two cans.
Two cans of
everyone stuff. Has to participate.
Yeah.
So we got to get like a prize or something.
I remember my oldest son ran right by me and sprayed it right in my ass crack last year, and it was the weirdest feeling. Well,
then you got him in the eye. Yeah. So.
On accident.
Totally on accident.
It wasn't payback.
Totally. But yeah, he did get you right in the butt crack.
Yeah, right in the butt crack.
That's because you have no booty to hold up your pants.
I know.
You always got the crack showing.
I got the Hank Hill butt.
Yeah, the Hank Hill booty.
I know. I look like a frog from behind.
Oh, no. It's not that bad.
I thought these stairs would do something for me. I've talked about my baby butt on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Like, my butt stopped growing in eighth grade.
And it's so funny, too, because you have these amazing soccer, like, legs. And they're like, it's like you're looking from your legs up, you know, slow, like checking it out. And then you get to the butt and it's like, what happened? These meaty legs?
I know.
Where's the cheeks?
I know. I used to do squats and squat. I would stay late at school in the field house doing squats and lunges and all. And it just,
you know what we need to look at? This is going to sound crazy, but we got to find one of those
Botox
Instagram influencers. All those girls that started off like thin, no booty, and now they've all got booty and they're always uploading their workout routines and stuff.
Yeah, I
got
to do women's workout routines.
We
got to
do women's workout routines. Build up the booty.
Because they know how to do it.
They know how to do it.
They know how to hit all the spots.
We'll do it together.
Okay. That sounds good.
Booties are great.
Yeah. I think I have a couple on there that already do it. Gotta follow. Ooh. That scared her. That spooked her.
You know, coughs. Yeah, she's not big on the coughs.
She's okay.
But she fell asleep when I vacuumed the other day.
I forgot I was holding her a second ago, and I totally dropped the MF-er. What do you think her first word's going to be?
She's 4 months old, so it's okay.
You think her first word's going to be a cuss word?
Probably.
I hope not. Jesus.
In the next 6 months, she'll be saying words, so.
Are you hungry? I'm so hungry. I can't wait. I mean, not that I'm not enjoying this podcast, but I want to go get something to eat after this podcast. What do you want to eat?
What do I want to eat?
What sounds good? We can have anything. This conversation is actually going a little bit better than I thought, because normally when I ask you...
Political stuff?
No, what you want to eat.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't know, what do you want? And then I name off something, and then you're like, no, I don't want that. And I'm like, you're just like using me to process, for a process of elimination on what you actually want to eat that you just didn't tell me in the first place.
Well, I'm thinking about what's open and what's around us. And we've got Jack in the Box, McDonald's. Taco Bell, and McDonald's.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to decide.
It's okay. We can talk about it after.
Kind of want Jack in the Box because I want cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. They do have that cheesecake. They do cheesecake. I go all out, though. When I cheat, I have my cheat days. I go all out. I'm like chocolate shake and fucking bacon burgers. Okay, so let's talk about our sad little date night we had Saturday.
Backstory, though. To be fair to me, just, you know.
It wasn't your fault.
It was not my fault, actually. I had set this night aside like
got the
3 babysitter. Months ago. Mm-hmm. And then a month ago, as it got closer, I secured an overnight sitter with someone who has nanny experience. Mm-hmm. And I trust wholeheartedly that, you know, the baby gets along with. So for a month, I had this night set aside. Mm-hmm. It was for us to go out, celebrate your birthday, do it big, because last year
we couldn't do anything
for yours. We couldn't really do anything for mine because I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our anniversary and stuff like that, there's been things we haven't got to celebrate. So for your birthday, let's go.
This is how broke we were last year for your birthday. We went to Skip Rocks at the creek.
Well, no, to be fair, we did go get lunch. Yeah. We went to go get
Mexican. I took you to La Nina.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was so good.
I know, we'll go back there again.
Oh yeah. I tell people about that place when I lived over there.
Right.
But anyway, so I had this night set aside. Mm-hmm. I had big plans for this night. This was going to be a fun night. We were going to spend it together. We were going to go to, like, the bar where we had our first date and, like, have drinks there because we both really love this place.
Double Wine.
Mm-hmm.
Deep Ellum. It's our go-to place. Right. I've talked about it a million
times.
And shout out to John.
Oh, yeah.
John's always fucking cool.
Yeah, he's always cool. So.
Sorry, baby.
The sitter gets totally scheduled to work that day.
Cursing in your face.
And you had band practice that day.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to band practice.
Yes.
And the sitter was going to get to our house like sometime after 9.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to work. So, which was fine because the bar is closed at 2 because this is Texas.
Right.
So, during practice, I got a text from you.
Mm-hmm.
And the original plan was when you got done with practice, you were going to come home. We were going to go do some Christmas shopping, go have dinner, come home, and drop the baby off, and then go out and do our fun night.
Mm-hmm. All night.
Leave it to you in your last minute... You know, man scheduling because you decided you were going to go get a tattoo.
Is that toxic male behavior? Do I fall in that category for this night? So anyway, let me kind of speed up your story a little bit. So we basically, by the time I got done with my tattoo on Saturday, I came to the apartment, picked her up. We were both just like zoned out already at that point, like exhausted because we had a full day. You were here with her. I was playing music and then getting my arm drilled. And when he did the shading, it fucking hurt. It really, really
hurt. Well, you were getting that for like 6 hours.
Yeah, so. I know. Yeah, it was a little tender. But anyway, so by the time I got home, we were both exhausted. I pick you up. We're like, shit, we only have an hour and a half to get to the bar before it closes. And we're also hungry, you know? So, you need to take that call? Mm-mm. Okay. So, we decide to stop by Jack in the Box. Mm-hmm. We stuff our faces. I spill mayonnaise and ketchup all over my shirt, of course.
And your pants.
Happens every freaking time. So, we drive downtown, and we're so tired by this point. We get there, we park, we go inside, we order our drinks, and we just sit there and people watch. I don't think we really even had a conversation.
We talked for, like, the first 5 minutes, and then after that, we both were just, like, relaxing in our chairs, just kind of, like, looking around.
So, yeah, looking around, and there was a lot of booty there that night for whatever
reason. So much booty. That's what we were talking shit about, was, like, there was so much ass hanging out.
So many booty shorts, yeah. It was fucking cold.
It was like 43 degrees.
So cold.
It was ridiculous.
So we do that, and we have two drinks each. We tab out. You had your Twisted Tang. I got my frozen eggnog finally for the year. I'm so happy. I had two frozen eggnogs. You had a Twisted Tang and a Miller Lite.
Yep.
And I'm like, you ready to go? And you're like, yeah. So we leave, and an hour and a half later, we come back. When we had a babysitter for overnight, we could have stayed anywhere we wanted to, done anything we wanted to. We came back in an hour and a half, and we're like, all right, that's it. The night's over.
Yep.
We just went to sleep. It was. It made me feel old, and that's not a good feeling, you know, especially when I just turned 34, and I'm just like, man, I really am old. I'm bringing you down with me. I'm making you old, too.
We gotta secure babysitting for my birthday and try again.
Yeah, we'll get it right this time.
We'll get it right this time.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun for your birthday this year.
I hope so, because I didn't get to do anything for my 25, and that's the only milestone till 30, so.
Yeah. Okay, so last thing I have this email. Would you mind holding her for a second so
sure.
I can read
give
this email and then we can give our opinions?
Give me
this is the one I had saved from last week. Here you go. Go to Mama.
Sugar.
You'd have no clue what's going on, do you? You're just happy. So this is the one I saved from last week that I told you guys about. I ran out of time last week to read. So it's titled A Sexy Wedding Gift. It says, My fiance and I have been together for 2 years. We're in our mid and late 20s. No kids. We get married in a few weeks, and it's been a huge group effort from our friends and family to get this little wedding thrown together. Several of our gifts are favors from friends, such as food, venue, and photographer for the wedding. I was trying to figure out a special wedding gift to give my husband on our wedding night, and a friend suggested some, help me with this word, boudoir?
Yeah.
Photos? Boudoir photos. Obviously, I don't know what those are. I thought it was a great idea and would really set the mood for consummating the marriage, if you catch my drift. Bow chicka wow wow. I can't afford $800 for a shoot with a local. Good God, $800 for some pictures? I mean, I believe it though.
They put a lot of work.
When I pick up the kids' pictures from school, and they're outrageously priced.
And it's funny because they're like,
is my kid.
And
right?
It's funnier because those are generic, like not really edited or anything. They don't always look good. The kids sometimes are like one's eyes open and the other one's kind of looking to the left.
Holding
like,
some fake ass lemons.
Picking a
or
nose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the lemons. That was so funny. So, yeah. $800.
Yeah.
They do a lot of work for those.
It says, I can't afford $800 for a shoot with a local photographer, so I asked my friend that's going to be doing our wedding photos. They agreed to do it as a part of our wedding gift. The shoot went great, and I was very impressed with how they came out. It was all very professional and empowering, to be honest. After the shoot, I was excited and wanted to give my fiance a sneak peek. The photo led to a bunch of questions about the cost and the photographer. When I told him it was our male photographer friend, he kind of got upset. He asked me how I could let another man see me that way, as if it's some sort of betrayal. Am I wrong for wanting to do something nice? I didn't have an inappropriate encounter with a photographer. I love my fiance. I don't understand why he's so pissed. Honestly, the first question, am I wrong for wanting to do something nice? No, but maybe you chose the wrong thing to do. Possibly.
Okay, do you know what boudoir photos are, though?
Yeah. I was being silly earlier.
So, I mean,
it's like, well, you're not naked. You're in lingerie, right? Or are you naked?
Well, they're just teasing photos. Like, I mean, some do nude.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it's like you're teasing, you know, you're covering up with like a pillow or something, you know, like there's...
Oh, but you're naked behind the
pillow. You're being naked behind the pillow, right. But like, you know.
In which the photographer would probably get to see a titty or two.
Well, there's like a sheet nearby or something, and so, you know, or they can give you a robe, you know, until, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's a professional photographer, and he's already doing their wedding pictures. Right. So, mm-hmm. He's professional enough where he's already doing this big thing. I don't see the problem with having a professional do this if that's something you want to do.
Here's my thing about it. Women are really smart, a lot smarter than men. Don't you think she might have picked his brain before, you know, before doing something like that to see if he might not be into that? Because he's allowed to be into whatever he wants. That's fine. I don't mm-hmm. fault him at all for that, for being like, wait a minute, you did what? I never asked you to do that. She just, like, randomly came up with it that this is what I'm going to do for him, and, you know.
Her and her coworker were talking about it, is what it said.
Right.
But you also have to think, this is, like, basically homemade porn. It's, like, homemade, you know, and it's, what's the word I'm looking for? It's basically, like, customized for this relationship. Right. Mm-hmm. It's specifically for her husband, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
And she wanted them to be nice and be quality. Mm-hmm. So, but it's, I mean, it's basically porn.
I just don't get it. Like you and me, like, I don't need pictures of you teasing me because I get to do that already. Like, why do I need, I don't understand, like, the concept, I guess, of, like, I don't know. It just seems weird. First of all, that she didn't even try to pick his brain to see if he might be into it. And then second of all, to just like, I don't know. It just, I don't know. It seems off to me. It just seems weird. I don't think she didn't. I don't think she had bad intentions, obviously. She's like, nothing inappropriate happened. But it was just like, I don't know. Just kind of weird.
You just think it was in poor taste?
Yeah, a little bit. To, you know. Because like I said, and I'm totally giving women the credit, you're so much smarter than we are. Like, I can't trick you. Like, I think I'm being clever, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to propose to you, yeah. And you're not going to know. But no, that's not true. You're going to know. There's just no way around it. You're just ahead of the curve. You know what I mean? Like, so why didn't she, I don't know, I'm not trying to give the listener shit, but why didn't you ask him or try to, you know, ooh, look, so-and-so did these photos for her husband. What do you think about that? And he probably would have been like, well, that's great for them, but I don't want that shit. You know, and she could have found out and been like, okay, that's not cool, you know? And mm-hmm. and I can't reverse the situation because if I got naked on all fours, you wouldn't give a two fucks if it was a woman taking pictures of me, you know?
That's funny. The mental image I just got.
I know. Sorry, listeners. And you. But sorry, I've given my opinion. That's where I stand on it. Tell me what you think.
Okay, I mean, I think it was a nice gesture, mm-hmm. and I think she was genuinely trying to do something sexy and sweet and put a little bit of spice in there, and, mm-hmm. you know, he could keep it in his wallet, and, mm-hmm. you know, if he's at work or something, and she's sending him a dirty, you know, a dirty message, mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, let me look at that picture in my wallet, you know, it helps the imagination, you know, and... If it's a really good picture, then it's just a good picture of your wife, like, yeah. you know? And it's, like, a private, like, sexy thing between the two of you. Like, I get it. I get where she was coming from mm-hmm. in her thought process.
But his thought process, it's a private, sexy thing between us two and the photographer. And he got probably super jealous that, you know, I don't know. Oh, she just spit up.
Yep.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't know that we're even necessarily disagreeing, you know? I think we're kind of, I don't know. I'm not even really disagreeing.
We are disagreeing. I think it was nice. And that, I mean, if you're trying to surprise someone, you're not going to, like, hint to them that you might be getting them this surprise and then ruin the surprise. If you think, oh, I genuinely think this person would like it, she was genuinely sure he was gonna like it.
She was genuinely wrong.
Oh my god.
She was though, because he was pissed. It sounds like he had a bunch of questions. He kind of got upset. I mean, I get it. I get his side of it. It's like, you know, And it's bad to say, I know I'm not, this isn't PC, but if it was a woman photographer, I wouldn't care. But if it was a male photographer, I would. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's just, I don't know, maybe how we're wired. I can't help it.
No, that's taught.
That's what?
That's taught to you by society. Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. But you can't fault a person for, you know, how they feel. She can't be mad at him because he got mad at her.
I mean, he's a professional photographer. He wasn't trying to sleep with her. So, like, if she's going to the gynecologist and they tell her to strip from the waist down, like, is he going to tell her, like, no, I don't want you to, I don't want some,
that's different.
I don't want to, how is that different?
That's for medical reasons, to be sure you don't have cancer. Like, that makes sense, yeah. But for, I don't know, just for...
That is a medical professional, and this is a photography professional. Like,
not
that's
a medical
his
professional.
Job. It's his job to take these pictures, yeah. You know.
I don't know. There's just always a chance that if he was a creep, and you know there's creeps out there, she could think he's the nicest guy in the world. He has copies of her, of those pictures he took of her, you know? Who knows what he's doing with those?
Yeah, but there's so many laws now that have just recently been passed about, you know, like... A revenge porn, and because that could be revenge porn. If you're releasing someone's photos without their permission, that's like felony time now.
Yeah, I'm not even saying he's releasing them. He's using them for his own pleasure. We don't know.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, still, but she gave him the opportunity to do that.
But you wouldn't know.
But she gave him the opportunity. So it's 50-50. He could be, he could not be. That's 50-50 chance.
Would you date a porn star?
Yes.
So, then what's the difference there?
I don't know.
There's not one.
No, I don't know if I could date a porn star.
You just...
I know, but that was a knee-jerk reaction just to win the argument. I won. Okay, podcast over. I'm totally kidding. All right. I think that's going to do it for the episode. Thank you to John at Double Wide. Thank you to Love and Hate Tattoo, Trent, and Stephanie.
Shout out.
And thank you to you and my beautiful daughter for being on the podcast, even though you didn't say anything. Why didn't you say anything? She's getting upset. All right, guys. I will talk to you. It has to be next Tuesday because I ain't doing this thing on fucking Christmas. So I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Use the... I forgot the name of it already. Damn
safe.
It.
SafeRides.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from TxDOT. Be safe out there, everybody. I already finished my drink about 10 minutes ago, so that's all I had. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Bye.